which will set your ambitions back and leave your ego reeling. Don't give up. Good things come to those who bounce back and persevere through difficulty. Though your flighty air sign nature will encourage you to
jump ship for your next real. Fall from grace? What are you talking about? Let's stick to that, like, radical humanitarian part. I don't want to hear about this fall from grace. Shout out to all the other Aquarii out there. All right. Here we go. Things I'll keep. CFRC 101.9 FM coming to you from Lord Carruthers Hall, Queen's University Campus, Kingston, Ontario, Canada, Anishinaabe, Haudenosaunee Territory, Turtle Island. Yep, DJ Fleshwad, I'm with you for 2 hours, and I'm going to play a lot of music. I'm going to talk about that good old funding drive. Yeah. I don't know if you've heard the weather forecast, but in about 2 months, a thunderstorm is going to come through, and that thunderstorm is going to last for 4 whole years. So I think places like CFRC, you know, where things like xenophobia, racism, and sexism have no place, could very well become more important than ever, especially if Trump Jr. gets elected up here. So yeah, one of the many reasons to consider a donation to CFRC. And at this point, it's not even, you know, right wing, left wing, because, you know, if you interpret me saying I'm against xenophobia, racism, and sexism as being against right wing people, well, I think that's kind of your problem, really. Ooh, jeez. So anyway, donate to CFRC. Haven't gone insane yet. CFRC.ca for all the details. Keep tuned in for even more music and more reasons to tune in and donate to CFRC 101.9 FM, one of the oldest continuously operating radio stations on the whole gosh darn continent. All right, the song after the Twin Peaks theme, inspired by recent events. It's by Night Committee. It's called Fixin' for the Worst. It's on CFRC 101.9 FM. What's going all right? You know, I'm gonna play the little Leslie Weiner track first, called Roundup Ready, then hit up Night Committee, and then, you know what, some Talking Heads, just sort of reflecting the mood I've been in since Tuesday night. Hang in there, everybody. Thank you.
description. His enemy was working at this nightclub called The Cave, down in the combat zone. Mini two shoes, absolute title, 1868, 6 years after the treaty was signed. From that point on, basically a bunch of prisoners, predominantly women, raggedy-ass pilgrims. Three lyres and one harp and mirror, located in what was imprint DNA, source field, forgiveness as the firewall, true forgiveness at quarter speed. Listening to Bach at quarter speed, with all its shams, drudgery, and broken dreams, it's still a beautiful world. Be cheerful, strive to be happy, and some joker got lucky. Come on in my kitchen, come on in my kitchen.
66!
Johnny quiets up about it. Consciousness is a non-local awareness. Spooky action at a distance. Are we walking around in a trance? This land grab, this situation in space. This place, this spaceman, this ancient you. The myth of the eternal return, the truth of you. And if you can't hear it, you most fell, this ancient you. And not too far from the yew tree, this life of significant soil. This ancient you, and if you can't hear, you most fell. Hotel Dante, niece, two stars. Hotel Dante, niece, two stars. If you can't measure it, it doesn't exist. That's what he said. Lean into the discomfort. Connection is why we're here, and I'm not blanking off. And the thing that underpinned us was us. Who really owns your gold? White pine, white pine, white pine. Come on in my kitchen, come on in my kitchen. Roundup ready, birch poly pour, Charles Bernstein counting. And please don't become a hoarder, mom. Please don't become a hoarder, mom. Please don't become a hoarder, mom. Mini two shoes, absolute title, 1868, 6 years after the treaty was signed. Anime was working at this nightclub called The Cave, down in the combat zone. Yep.
Who's fixing for the worst?
Sims tonight. Now, this isn't the Sims soundtrack. This is from Good Old Numero Group. It's a mix called Bliss Out for Days, which we could all maybe stand to do if we have the privilege to do so. Joanna Brook, The Space Between. All right, went to a show last Friday. Destroyer was in the house at the Broom Factory. Put on a great show, just him and an acoustic guitar showcasing his amazing singing, playing, and songwriting. Played songs over a span of 30 years. including some reworkings of the mostly electronic album Kaput. Great show. Go see Destroyer if you can. And I gotta say, shout out to Broom Factory, shout out to Destroyer. Great venue, great artists, cool opener as I'm about to get to. And the ticket was $25. And I gotta say, I've seen ticket prices going up, up, up. And that was, seemed to me, pretty reasonable, given how much I like Destroyer and given how much other people like Destroyer, right? All right, the opener. I gotta admit, I guess I'm reviewing the gig now. So I'll say I didn't really like his first song, but that one isn't even on his newest album, Eight Waves in Search of an Ocean, so don't even worry about it. And then it picked up from there. You know, I heard a lot of Bob Dylan and Leonard Cohen, and even influence from Destroyer in his music. And this is produced by Sandro Perry. Sounds pretty cool. This one's called Clerk of Oblivion. I'll play a Destroyer song or two. Definitely one of the Kaput tracks he reworked. How about that? All right, here it is. Here he is. Fortunato Deruti Martin Marinetti. I'm going to say that fluently, do him justice here. Fortunato Deruti Marinetti. And if you enjoy hearing from artists like Fortunato Deruti Marinetti, then I think I encourage you to donate to your local campus community radio station, in that case, CFRC 11.9 FM. Check out cfrc.ca for details.
Million rainy days fall down on you. That million rainy days poured down on you.
You'll learn there's some meaning.
true if you remain focused and doggedly.
CFRC's funding drive is now underway. Join us at the Upper Hall of the Spire on Saturday, November 30th for Wrestling School of Rock in partnership with our friends at the Independent Wrestling Academy. The show is main evented by an Academy Championship match between Alexei Orimov and Geriatric. Also watch as Billy Baxter makes his professional wrestling debut against KL Shock. Proceeds from ticket sales support CFRC's funding drive. Get your tickets via CFRC.ca or IWACanada.ca and get ready to rock the spire.
Join us here on CFRC on November 11th for an afternoon and early evening in honor of Sheila Rogers, Queen's University's 16th Chancellor. Listen to the convocation ceremony in Grant Hall that will include her official installation as Chancellor starting at 2:30 p.m. and then join in the fun wherever you are in the world for the Chancellor's installation reception broadcasting live from the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts from 5:30 to 7 p.m. featuring outstanding Chancellor-curated music and engaging speakers such as the Principal of Queen's, the Rector, and the Chancellor herself. We look forward to celebrating with you on November 11th. Learn more on the Queen's Chancellor installation webpage. This is our life.
On Saturday, November 23rd at 6 p.m., join the Agnes Etherington Art Center for an immersive evening with writer and artist Renee Gladman, whose work inhabits the spaces between crossings, thresholds, and geographies as they play out at the intersections of writing, drawing, and architecture. Through her talk, Gladman will guide us through a spectrum of thought where sentences become drawings, drawn lines orchestrate sound, and music articulates the unknown. A conversation follows the artist's talk, moderated by independent curator and scholar Safia Syed. Visit for tickets and details. In partnership with Black Studies, the Revolutionary Demand for Happiness, Queen's Department of English, and the Kingston Grand Theatre.
Maybe a bit earlier in the show, but we're only about a quarter through. There's lots of things I'll keep left, don't you worry. But I'm thinking, for this funding drive, I'm going to open up the request line. You have to donate at least $5. You're just going to promise me that you will go to CFRC.ca and donate at least $5. You can donate more if you like. I probably won't check. I'm taking your word for it. But if you'd like to hear a song on my show, and you promise to donate at least $5 to CFRC's funding drive, give me a ring. 613-533-CFRC. That's 613-533-2372. Or, you know, you got options. You can just listen and still donate at CFRC.ca. Or, honestly, you can just hang out and listen. Funding drive runs till the end of the year. But even then, I know things can be tight. Maybe you'll get around to donating next year. But I gotta say, last year's funding drive did not meet our goals. So maybe last year, a lot of people said next year. And now that's this year, and we would so appreciate your support because equipment never stops aging. And staff, they work so hard around here. Payroll makes up a great, great proportion of our expenses. And our amazing staff, you know, they need paid. got some great new folk music for you here. Richard Dawson from Newcastle upon Tyne, always putting out interesting stuff. Polytunnel is the name of this one. And yeah, it's not traditional folk music. I mean, there's some rock instrumentation in there, but he gives it a certain feeling. And then I'm particularly excited about this next one because a couple years ago at Hillside, there was on the Sun stage or on the back of the site, a song, singer-songwriter workshop or showcase. And there was one individual there who was just head and shoulders above the rest. Her name was Miriam Gendron, and, you know, went to her after the show, told her how great she was, told her I was from a radio station. She gave me all her CDs right there on the spot. And, yeah, played some stuff, played her every once in a while. And now I see she's out with a new album, and it's sounding amazing. It is much more traditionally folky than Richard Dawson. And she has none other than Jim White playing drums on three tracks. That's a big deal. And, you know, it strikes me that Jim White has played at Hillside a few times. And so there's a non-zero chance that that partnership was born at Hillside. I can't say for sure. But first, Richard Dawson. And then, you know, I am happy to present Lully Lullay by Montreal's Miriam Gendron.
Out the gate and up the lane, the allotment is calling again. I'm that Nelly every day. It's my happy place. When I'm on my hands and knees, ears filled with crow speak and buzzing bumblebees, the nasturtiums sway and worry slips away. Down the carrots and leeks, tying on the sweet peas, pruning back the branches of the pear tree, mucking out the chickens, repairing a puncture in the Karen, who was always the green-fingered one. I don't really know what I am doing. Would you like another copper? Could you manage a slice of toast or a little bit of soup, my flower? Out the gate and up the lane, the allotment is calling again. Building a new
for sports. Sowing beets and broad beets, waging war on nettles and bindweed. Taking in the sunset, repairing a puncture in the
we'll be right back.
Wow, isn't her voice amazing? Just amazing. Miriam Gendron, her new album is Mayday. You know, I've been with CFRC since January 2010. My 15-year anniversary is coming up, I suppose, although with an asterisk. I was down at WMUC 90.1. College Park, Maryland, for 2 years during a disastrous PhD attempt. Don't ask. The point is, I've been around CFRC a while, and I'm happy to report that over that time, I've seen some really positive changes, and I'd like to focus on two that can be helped out, bolstered even more by your support. So, you know, we've always done some sports and some journalism. Shout out, you know, Guy Dine and all the other folks. There has been some happening, but right now, our sports coverage and our local journalism is doing more than it ever has, I think, in the last 15 years, at least. Especially our football coverage, and we're expanding that sports coverage to other sports. Got the Corridor. Resident journalist Chris Lowry doing amazing stuff there. And yeah, so like, you know, in addition to what I hope you think is amazing music, there's lots of other stuff going on here too. So yeah, if you want to keep all that good stuff going in your community, donate today at CFRC.ca. Speaking of community, we got musicians coming through here. Volunteers, you know, like Ruin Hated, doing amazing things with Kingston Live, getting local bands into our studios to do a session. Now, Dorothy Apost, she was around the station maybe before, quite a bit before we were doing this. She's based out of Toronto now. I have the pleasure of knowing her personally, so I'd like to say to her, congratulations on this amazing song, Doro. It's called Diver. Let's listen to it right now.
These are the days of ambivalence. No romance, emptiness. And all our decisions never go less. Circling round another mess.
take you all the way. Won't hold back when I say my